मांडुक्य उपनिषद इंट्रोडक्शन द मांडुक्य उपनिषद ओपन्स ओम दिस सिलेबल इज ऑल देयर इज ओम इज द सब्जेक्ट ऑफ दिस उपनिषद एंड इज कंसिडर्ड इन टर्म्स ऑफ द थ्री स्टेट्स वेकिंग द ड्रीमिंग एंड द डीप स्लीप स्टेट देयर इज जस्ट वन शॉर्ट चैप्टर मांडुक्य उपनिषद Om. This syllable is all there is. Footnote. The whole universe as manifest in space. End of footnote. The meaning of this is that Om is all there is at present, all there was in the past, all there will be in the future, and whatever else beyond all these three. All that we see, that is, The universe without is Brahman, and all that we do not see, that is the self within, is Brahman. The self subsists in four states. Footnote. These states represent four levels of consciousness of the self, which are delineated in the rest of the Upanishad. End of footnote. The first is the state of waking. The self in this state is called Vaishnavara. Footnote. Vaishnavara symbolizes the totality of living beings in the universe. Etymologically, the term means common to all men. End of footnote. Vaishnavara cognizes only external objects, and so this physical world of external objects, that is the physical universe, constitutes his domain of activity. Vaishnavara consists of seven parts. Footnote. The seven parts are the heaven, the sun, and the five prime elements, that is, space, air, water, fire, and earth. End of footnote. And he has 19 mouths. Footnote. Mouths here mean means of relating to the external world. 19 of these are the five organs of perception, five organs of action, the five vital breaths, the mind, the intellect, the eye consciousness, and the chitta, faculty of awareness, which brings about an awareness of one's identity with the Supreme Self. End of footnote. He is the experiencer of gross objects. The second state of the self is the state of dream. The self, when he is in this state, is called Tejasa. Footnote. Literally, fire or light, so called, because in the dream state, the self serves as light for itself. End of footnote. He cognizes only internal objects which are there in the mind. This world of internal mental objects constitutes his domain of activity. He too has seven parts and 19 mouths, and he is experiencer of subtler objects formed of impressions left in mind by the deeds done in the past or those done in the waking state. When one is fast asleep, bereft of dreams and desires, that is prajna. Footnote. The wise and intelligent, the supreme one. End of footnote. The self in the third state of deep sleep. As the darkness of night drives away the visible world, so does the dreamless sleep push aside the world of objects, external or internal. Experiences now of prajna collapse into one undifferentiated point of consciousness, restful and blissful. Prajna is the master of all. He is the knower and source of all, the inner controller. He is the beginning and the end of becoming. Now about the self in the fourth state. He is different from all the others. He is neither outward nor inward directed. He is not directed at all. And so he cognizes not, and is himself non-cognizable. He knows not, and is himself not knowable. He is unseen, unusable, ungraspable. He is without signs, without indications, unthinkable and indescribable. His only proof is his presence, peaceful, benign, pure oneness. This is the fourth state of the self. It is the Supreme Self. Strive to know him. This is the self. The syllable Om with its three elements is of the nature of this self. Its three elements, that is, the letter A, the letter U, and the letter M, are the three states of the self. The first element, the letter A, which is basic to all the others, is of the nature of Vaishnavara of the waking state, and it subsumes the whole of the external physical universe. He who knows this obtains all his desires and becomes foremost in this world. The second element, the letter U, originating from A and so reflecting both, is Tejasa, the intermediate and subtler world of dream state. He who knows this advances the tradition of knowledge of Brahman and becomes equal to anyone thus exalted. No one is born in his family remaining aloof from this knowledge. Prajna of the state of deep sleep is covered by the third element, the letter M, which, being derived from the root me, signifies measuring or merging. He who knows this straddles the whole universe and merges with it. The fourth state of the self is verily beyond all the elements and all the letters. There is no commerce with it. It brings all distinctions and developments to end. As such, it is utterly unavailing. It is only peace, repose, and oneness. Such is Om, the very self indeed. He who knows this merges his self into the Supreme Self. Yes, he who knows this.